AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Snow making travel dangerous. Parts of the Mid-Atlantic and the South, schools and offices many places are closed. Federal government has told workers to stay home in Washington, D.C. North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory says there's been at least one fatality in his state.
Preliminary reports indicate that a woman lost control of her vehicle. She was only 19 years old. On an ice-covered road in Hertford County last night.
Hundreds of thousands of customers are without power. The two hardest-hit states are Georgia and North Carolina. Federal judge in Texas blocks President Obama's executive action shielding from deportation as many as 5 million people in this country illegally. The preliminary injunction puts the president's actions on hold and gives 26 states time to pursue their joint lawsuit to permanently stop the orders. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith reports the administration thinks that it can win on appeal.
A statement from Press Secretary Josh Earnest says the Supreme Court and Congress have made clear the president can set priorities for enforcing immigration laws, which is all Obama's done here. Earnest says the Texas judge has wrongly gone against five decades of precedent and common sense.
The Justice Department will appeal the ruling to the Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans. Ash Carter has been sworn in as Secretary of Defense. The man who replaces Chuck Hagel says he wants the Pentagon to embrace change.
So that years from now and decades from now, we continue to be a place where America's finest want to serve, and a place that is a beacon to the rest of the world.
Vice President Joe Biden swore Carter into office while most of the federal government was closed because of the storm. Biden says Carter faces many tough fights, ranging from battling Islamic State militants to budget cuts. On Wall Street, the Dow is up a fraction. The NASDAQ is down 5, and the S&P is also up a fraction. This is AP Radio News. The top Democrat in the House is on a trip to Cuba. Jerry Bodlander with more.
House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi and 8 other House Democrats are planning to meet with Cuban government, local, and church officials, as well as American officials who represent U.S. interests in Cuba. In a statement, her office said the delegation would work to advance the U.S.-Cuba relationship and build on work that's already been done, especially in areas of agriculture and trade. Meanwhile, 3 Democratic senators who visited Cuba this past weekend say the next round of talks aimed at restoring diplomatic ties will be held next week. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
On a day that was supposed to bring another phase of the ceasefire for eastern Ukraine, the fighting continues. Ukraine's defense ministry says several of its troops were ambushed and taken prisoner in a town that is a key transportation hub, and it's been fought over in recent days. Rebel forces claim they have taken the town. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.